Surah Al-Imran, verses 172-180.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we are on page 100 and we are commencing ruku number 18 at ayah 172. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. Those who responded to the call of Allah and His Messenger to pursue the enemy after having sustained injuries, من بعد ما أصابهم القرح, after having sustained injuries that were still fresh from the battle of Uhud. For those among them who do good deeds and who continue to fear Allah, and surely all of them were of this description, there is tremendous reward in the hereafter. What happened about this is, after the mushrikeen left Uhud and they were returning to Makkah Mukarramah, whilst they were on the journey to Makkah, Abu Sufyan realized that we committed a grave error. We left the Muslims defeated, we left them wounded, but we did not finish them off. And we missed a great opportunity. They are wounded, they have lost many lives, and they were defeated partially. So he decided, let us go back and finish off this task. When he decided that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam somehow received the news that Abu Sufyan has decided to return to Medina to finish off the task. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then summoned the Sahaba, and those Sahaba who were wounded yesterday in the battle, or the day before in the battle, all of those Sahaba, he summoned them, and he began to pursue, he set out in pursuit of the Quraysh. And they traveled for approximately 8 miles out of Medina Munawwara. In the meantime, Abu Sufyan heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set out in pursuit of him. And his heart became filled with awe. And he decided to give up that entire agenda. But how would he give it up? So he found somebody traveling to Medina Munawwara, and he offered them a great sum of money to spread some propaganda that Abu Sufyan is returning with a great army or with great preparations to create more fear in the Muslims, propaganda. But when the Muslims received news about this, they only increased in iman. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this, and very briefly we have referred to that. There is another story that after the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan made an agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that next year we will meet again at Badr. And we are going to take revenge for Badr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed that we will meet you at Badr again next year. Next year when the time was up, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again set out for Badr. It is known as Ghazwatul Badr al-Sughra, the minor battle of Badr. Abu Sufyan set off from Makkah, left for a few days in travel, but he lost heart again and he was filled with awe. And he returned to Makkah without meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this here. Alladhina istajabu lillah. The next ayah, ayah 173. Alladhina qala lahumun nas. These sahaba are so sincere that upon being told the enemy has gathered a mighty force for you, so fear them. But that propaganda only made them grow stronger in iman and faith. And they said, hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. When they heard we are going to face a more serious attack, a more greater army, and more greater preparations have been made against us, what did they say? Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakil, and He is the best disposer of affairs. We entrust our matter to Him, and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does, that is best for us. Fanqalabu bi ni'matin min Allah. So they return home with Allah's favor. They set out at Hamra'ul Asad, and they set out for the second battle of Badr. They return with the reward of Allah. Wa fadlin, and His blessings. They also conducted some trade on both those journeys. So they returned with profits and with rewards. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ, incurring no loss or harm. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, and they only pursued this and sought the pleasure of Allah. Wallahu dhu fadlin azim, and Allah is the Lord of exceeding bounty. Ayah 175, innama dhalikum ash-shaytan. Those misinformation carriers were only doing the work of shaytan, instilling fear into you of his followers, of the followers of shaytan. Fala takhafuhum, so fear them not. Wa khafuni, and fear me, fear Allah alone, if truly you are believers. Ayah 176, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. And let not the condition of those who excel in disbelief cause you any grief. Those who are committing kufr and are increasing in kufr, let their condition cause you no grief. Why? In Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ لَيَّضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, they do not harm Allah in the least. By increasing in kufr, by increasing in oppression, in tyranny, whatever they are doing, they are not harming Allah in any way. Actually, it is against them. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Actually, Allah desires that they should have no share of the bliss of the hereafter. So He allows them to continue in their kufr. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and they will have an enormous punishment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Those who opted for rejecting the truth, like the Yahud, like the Munafiqeen, they opted for rejecting the truth instead of belief. They took kufr instead of belief. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَيَّضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They do not harm Allah at all. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. A painful punishment is in store for them. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And never should those who disbelieve, the kuffar, never should they ever think that our respite to them is good for them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. We only grant them respite so that they progress and increase in sin. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And a humiliating punishment awaits them. So see, عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Ayah 179. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. On no account will Allah leave the believers in the condition in which they are in now. You see, what was happening was, munafiqeen and sincere people of iman were all mixed up. No one knew who is sincere, no one knew how many munafiqeen there are. Until He distinguishes the evil from the good. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala distinguishes by test, by defeat sometimes you will know, by the call of war you will know who are the munafiqeen, who are the sincere ones. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. Nor would Allah reveal the unseen to you. Allah Ta'ala was not going to tell you specifically, openly, who are the hypocrites amongst you, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would reveal to His messenger, but He puts tests so that you know who are the sincere believers. Instead, He chooses those of His messengers whom He wills for such knowledge of the unseen. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So believe in Allah and His messenger. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. And if you were to really believe and adopt taqwa, you would have a tremendous reward. Ayah 180, the last one for this ruku. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ. And let not those who are miserly with what Allah has granted them out of His bounty think that their miserliness is good for them. All those who withhold compulsory spending, and in the time of munafiqeen, those who were withholding their wealth from the jihad. So they should not think their miserliness is good for them. بَلْ هُوَ شَرُّ لَهُمْ. Instead, it is very, very harmful for them. سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What they withhold shall be cast around their necks like a collar, like a yoke on the day of Qiyamah. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is all aware of what you do. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. It's a brief summary of that ruku. Let us do the tilawat. Ruku number 18, ayah 172. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم اتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك